you were dying. It's exactly what a pet would be doing in my house. And no, it's absolutely true. It's the X2 Morning Crew. I'm Andy Summers. My friend Dave Cruz is in with me this morning. And my daughter was really disappointed this Christmas because Santa did not bring her a turtle.
Andy. You know, I'm an animal lover, too. You're beautiful. Your firstborn child, your only daughter, did not get a turtle. And why would she want a turtle and not a dog, cat? A horse, a capybara.
Well, she was actually in the day after we got back from vacation. So she made a plea and she kind of explains all of that, I think, about it in here.
I deserve to get a turtle because I am responsible. I know somewhat about turtles. You are not allergic to turtles.
You don't know that.
I do know that. They aren't as expensive as some dogs and other pets. They're not as big. They don't need to be handled all the time.
Oh, that's a great reason to get a pet.
Mommy, can I please have a turtle? Please, no. Mommy, please.
Yeah, Leonard will answer for me.
Yes.
No!
No!
You have such smart kids. Smart kids.
Totally ganged up on me there.
No, you said she wanted one for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Santa didn't bring her a turtle. Picture your beautiful daughter walking down the stairs or probably running down the stairs on Christmas morning. She looks at the tree, under the tree, hoping that one little box
she
is
shook
slowly
every box.
Walking.
No, she shook every box and it wasn't happening. Listen, I'm allergic to pets. I'm allergic to fur. I'm allergic to feathers. So birds, cats, dogs, out of the question. But here's the thing. She's turning 11 in a couple of weeks. I mean, I know that I'm going to be the one taking care of this darn thing, and they're gross.
Wait, the
those
only...
tanks are disgusting. I'm lucky to keep my family alive. I am not putting forth any extra effort for an animal that doesn't make any sense.
The only pet that's easier to take care of than a turtle would be a pet rock, because really, a turtle is half rock. It's like if you bred a lizard and a rock, you would get a turtle.
So let's get a rock. Great idea. 215-263-6700. Where can I get me a great pet rock? No, seriously, turtle time. This is what it's about. Tori is dying to get this turtle. So, I mean, what do you think? Should we do it? Do I get her a turtle?
Oh, gosh. Yes!
See what can happen? This is all we need are human-sized turtles. 92.5. My daughter Tori wants a turtle.
Do not get a turtle.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
I am actually a preschool teacher, and we were gifted two turtles for our classroom. The excitement lasted maybe 2 weeks, and now it's just me taking care of them.
Yes! Thank you. This is exactly what I knew would happen.
Wait, hold on. What I get out of this is you have two turtles that you could give to Andy.
Stop it.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Oh,
yes,
no way.
What's thank you.
Here? My daughter wants a turtle. What do you think?
Honestly, they're a ton of work. They need a frequent handling. They need way more than pellet food. You actually have to cook for them.
No.
And they need to have their tank cleaned at least once a week.
Yeah, it's all gross, right? And I'm telling you, she cleans that tank out one time, she is never touching it again. Rachel, you're the best. Thanks so much for checking in this morning.
All right,
absolutely. Have a nice day.
I think, yes. I got two turtles as a pet, as a kid. They were pretty cool. Thank you. Love you. Love you, Sam.
Thank you. All right.
Are you sold? I mean, they're pretty cool.
Not so much.
I think the overwhelming consensus is if you actually do really love your daughter, you'll get her at least one turtle.
Stop it. No,
that's
not the
consensus, right?
I mean, it kind of seems to be. But you, and it's funny because I'm looking on social media. By the way, I'm Andy Summers with the X2 Morning Crew. Dave Cruz is here with me this morning. Dave is definitely a pet guy. And
yeah.
I'm all about pets, but I feel like my kids aren't old enough to take care of them yet. And I've got enough going on, you know? So
she's 10, almost 11, right?
Yeah.
How's she going to learn responsibility? This is how you do it.
Yeah, in school. That's why I send her to school, Dave. I mean, wait till you're a dad. You'll know. But what I'm looking at on social media on the XTU Morning Crew Facebook page is everyone's saying, as long as she takes care of it, you should totally get. Okay, well, that's so easy for you to say, right? And she's going to get this thing and have it for a week and then be like, no.
Your son's going to help out.
No.
Right? How old is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. He's 7.
See, there,
and
yep.
Going on 4.
And don't you also have a husband somewhere in there, too? You have four of you could take care of the...
Honestly, if the husband buys the turtle, the husband takes care of the turtle. This is not... I'm not getting involved in this. This is crazy sauce. I'm not doing it. Not doing it.
Little teeny turtle.
I have not yet heard a compelling argument.
You know, it'd be better if you get multiple turtles so they can hang out together and play with each other.
It's a great idea. Yeah. And we'll keep them at your house. And then Tori can go visit Uncle Dave with his turtles. Rachel, what do you think?
Oh, hey, Andy. So, last year, not the Christmas Jesus passed, but the year before, my mother-in-law asked if she could buy my daughter a bunny for Christmas. And I said, no, absolutely not. I have two children and a husband to keep alive and a house to keep clean.
This is how I feel, yeah.
So, this year, she bypassed me and asked my husband if she could buy the rabbit. He, of course, was like, oh, yeah, she needs a pet. That would be great. This past Friday, my son got up, and he wanted to give the bunny a carrot to feed it in the morning, and it was dead in the cage.
Oh, my God.
Totally dead, like stiff as a board.
I'm hoping you had nothing to do with the mysterious bunny.
I swear, totally Team Andy.
Thank you, Rachel. Listener of the day.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Good morning, XTU. Is this Jody?
It is.
Hi, Jody. So we're talking about my daughter, Tori, who wants a turtle. I'm anti-turtle. My friend Dave Cruz here, pro-turtle.
Team turtle.
What team are you on, Jody?
I am pro-turtle, but not for me. I'm really not a reptile fan. I thought I was. I'm not. He's adorable. He's tiny. He's in a 55-gallon tank that took me an hour and a half to clean yesterday.
Oh.
So, but I think it would be perfect for your daughter. He's adorable.
You're trying to get rid of this thing, aren't you, Jody?
I'm not. I'm not. I'm really not.
What's the turtle's name?
Meep. M-E-E-P. I didn't name him.
Meep the turtle.
So, Andy, you can have Meep the turtle, a perfectly clean tank.
Would you clean it? If you would come to the house and take it and, like, clean the turtle, I think that Tori can handle
clean
feeding
the turtle.
It. I mean, clean the tank.
Scrub him down.
Well, that was the issue. I don't have a problem, like, turning off his lights and all that for night and day.
Wait, he needs lights, too?
Yes. He's an aquatic turtle, so he needs lights. He needs his lights turned off to some, well, turned on in the morning, turned off at night.
Jody, thank you for making my point. And I hope that you find a good home for little me.
Team Meep.
No, I think she would learn so much.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No sale.
No sale. No.
Oh.
Get off my phone. You. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andy. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm getting a little frustrated with people who think that I should get my daughter a turtle.
I think she should get a turtle. And you don't get her a turtle. I'm going to drop one off at the station.
Yes!
Hey.
Great job, Dave.
Hang on. This is not fair at all.
Oh, it is. How can you be allergic to a turtle? Come on.
I'm allergic to taking care of the turtle.
No.
If you were a turtle by the station, Dave, you'd be committing turtle homicide.
That's okay. No. You see, turtles are like maintenance free. All you got to do is drop a little pellet in there and be done with it.
Is it really that easy?
Yes, it is that easy. I used to have turtles, so I know.
Dave knows, and you can name it something fun, like Captain Fuzzy.
Absolutely.
See?
But yes, you should get her a turtle. And if I find that you didn't, I will drop one off at the station.
Thanks, Dave. You're the worst.
You're the best, Dave. You're the best friend.
92.5 BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.